J'arrive pour la première fois à l'université. Mario connaît là-bas Andrea, que je viens rencontrer avec son mari. Elle travaille sur l'importance de la culture africaine dans la chanson brésilienne. C'est elle qui m'apprendra à quel point on a essayé autant dans le milieu politique, culturel et universitaire de flouer, de cacher et d'omettre la vaste richesse des traditions et des cultures africaines au Brésil. L'université me semble complètement détachée des rues dans lesquelles je découvrais les premiers jours la musique brésilienne. D'ailleurs, à l'université, la musique populaire vient à peine de faire son entrée, presque un siècle après l'émergence du choro. Voilà les prémices de ce qui me semble être aujourd'hui une réflexion fondamentale sur le rôle de la politique et de la diplomatie musicale au Brésil. Si en Europe, nous avons entendu ce que la machinerie politique du Brésil a bien voulu nous faire entendre, de quoi avons-nous été sourds?
There's a problem with education in Brazil, because I think he imagined that maintenance of choro in culture is because of the music education, but the choro and samba are learned in the streets, home, with friends, and not in university. It's a problem because this space, the street space, have become more and more violent and difficult to gather musicians. University is a little bit, step by step, assuming this function of
the world teach transmission.
Music, popular music in general. But it's not the same thing, the results. Mm-hmm. It's completely different. The popular music teach it in universities is of another kind. Mm-hmm. The music transforms itself.
Hier déjà, Paolo Aragão m'a parlé de la création de l'Escola Portachio, aujourd'hui devenue la principale école de choro au monde. Il devenait évident que le choro était en train de mourir. Les transmissions orales, les espaces sociaux dans lesquels le choro continuait de vivre se tarissaient. Pourtant, là était son âme. En fondant une école, en retirant le choro de ses lieux d'émergence, de vie et de transmission, les professeurs de la Casa do Choro ont réalisé un compromis difficile. Noter une musique sur une partition amène inévitablement à la perte de l'information implicite, essentielle à la musique, qui ne dessine pas seulement le contenu musical, mais aussi les rapports entre musiciens, les modes de jeu, les perturbations aux normes et les fluctuations au rythme. Un ensemble de savoirs acquis par la pratique sociale, qui ne peut être capté par le papier. Avec l'école, la musique elle-même s'est transformée. En tentant de la fixer, on la projette sur sa dimension académiquement intelligible. On aura peut-être sauvé le choro ainsi. Mais où sont passées les larmes?
All singers, the popular singers, makes improvisations all the time. And when you scribe, when you put this in the paper, when you write this, you have a problem because it's not the same thing. In my PhD, I worked with a group that sings in African language nowadays in Minas Gerais. And then I have one publication from Ares da Mata Machado called O Negro e o Garimpo em Minas Gerais. There was the publication is from 1928. The type of the writing, the transcription, was without clinical recording, without mechanic. Hear and write in the same moment, and it wasn't possible to reward hear again. And then naturally, this song, this kind of transcription is very different, very, very different as the way that they sing. Because the paper don't carry all the variations of scale, of affination, the legato. It's very, very, very legato, the way of singing, the visungo, called visungos. The Brazilian Portuguese is full of African vocabulary. And that is the problem. Because sometime I decided to work with a samba that there is a word like macumba, and they make a relation that this music is not a samba. And macumba, it's a kind of demoniacal thing of black magic. There is a word or two or three or four, like umbanda, like macumba. They refuse to sing because there are these words there.
Okay, you mean the religious people?
All people refuse? All, because the majority
was
evangelical. And then I start my project.
What is this project?
This project. Understand the influence of African ethnicities and languages in the Brazilian Portuguese. How this mixture makes completely different way of sing, of speak, of make music.
Wow, great.
That's what I am interested.
So.
And then it's very funny because Brazilian speakers don't know that the way of talking, including gestures,
are from Africans
and not from Europeans.
Many mistakes of grammar in the poor people are from the African language. They keep the structure of the African origin and use the words of Portuguese.
My research group, there are ethnolinguistics, musicians, historians, philosophers. The methodology of working of the group is when I have one song, this song much have many things that I can describe by Portuguese influence, but there are other many things that are not Portuguese and African, but I don't see. I don't see because the academic thinkers always think that if it's a recognized knowledge, this knowledge can't be in the Africa. And yes, in the Europe. Even the Brazilian concert music, the Brazilian opera, music from piano, music from flute, music from every instruments, they are full of African legacy. But we can't see because there are forces, oppressives, that does not favor this kind of understanding.
Terrifiant. On a modifié l'histoire musicale du Brésil pour la faire correspondre à l'idéal de ceux qui l'écrivaient. Puis, on a effacé les traces.
Comment je vais dire ça? In the middle of 19th century, when was yet the slavery, a slave that was a musician could buy his liberty. That is why there are so many musicians in our history, in Brazil.
Main, black.
Main. Adding to this was a political intention of, by mixing the people, black, white, European, Africans, Indians, to erase the history of the slavery in Brazil. And we were the last country that finished the slavery in
1889.
The minister that takes care of the administration financially. We call here Ministro da Fazenda. This minister, Rui Barbosa, decided to burn all the registers of the slavery. That's why we don't know who came to Brazil.